Jimmy Perkins.
He's the principal at the high school. Yeah. I go to church with Mr. Perkins.
You do?
Yes, sir. At U Harmony. What about education? How far did you go in school?
I didn't finish high school. I came up during the Depression. You know, I don't want to go to work, but I found a job, went to work. Then I worked a while and did. Work was slow with that. Mm-hmm. Then the CCs were open, and I went down in 37. Stayed almost a year.
Okay. Your present occupation is retired.
Retired.
Your former occupation was U.S. Pike. What did you do at U.S. Pike?
I was a shipping foreman there till they moved the shipping to Chattanooga. And I went inside. I was a foreman over the pipe department.
And what would you consider your major accomplishment in life?
I guess raising a family. That's
a pretty good accomplishment nowadays. Okay. Looking back on your life, what events nationally in the world, in the United States, do you still remember that's the most outstanding event that you can remember? Maybe shocked you or took you by surprise or...
Well, I was expecting this, but it was the end of World War II. I was in the canal zone when we were down there ready to be shuttled into the Philippines or wherever the war was over in Europe. And I had been over after spent 2 years something in the Aleutians, came back to the United States and took some advanced training and was shipped to the canal zone. And by the time we got down there, the war ended in Europe, and they shoved in troops through the canal zone, getting ready to go into the Philippines or into Japan or wherever they were. It's going to make a big push to end the war. And while I was down there, they dropped a couple of bombs on Japan. And wasn't long till they didn't even shuttle us in with other troops going in there. Wasn't long till the war was over. In fact, before I left there, the battleship Missouri came back through the Gatun locks and stayed in the lock there long enough. Anybody wanted to go in and view the table they signed the treaty on and all that. It said stayed there long enough, I guess 2 or 3 hours in that lock. But we didn't have to go where we went long till we was sent back to the States for.
When you heard that they had dropped the bomb, did you know what it was at that time? Did you understand the concept of how it, you know, did, how much it would destroy, how?
No, I didn't. I don't believe nobody realized how powerful that thing was till it was, they got the results of it.
Okay. What about any local events? And since you've been living in Oxford or Eflin, anything in the state of Alabama or locally that you can remember that stands out?
Not particularly. Oxford's a good place to live. There have been a lot of events happened in Oxford that's been good.
Okay. Let's talk a little about the CCC camp, because that's what I'm doing my paper on. That's what I really want to get involved in.
I couldn't.
Go ahead. Anything you want to say is fine.
Move that phone.
No, that's fine. I want it to be as home style as I can. During the Depression started when the CCC camps first started in Roosevelt's New Deal, he was trying to get work for folks. How did you find out about CCC camps? What got you involved?
Well, now, they had been in existence since the early 30s. And I didn't go in until 37. I wasn't old enough to go in until 37. And there were some CC camps around here. And they all had a good program. And most of them had a baseball team and a basketball team. And we knew they were doing a lot of work on Keyhaw Mountain. And, you know, they built an old tower that's up there now. And so I just signed up for them, and they called me. I don't know how I really got in. At that time, my father was working, but...
Did you have to go to town, like, and register, like...
We registered, and...
At the probate judge's office, or do you remember
I
where?
I believe it was... It was Old City Land Building was where they called us. That's on 13th, and it was right above the L&N Delpo at that time. And they, I started fishing that morning, and I was walking. I met another boy going to town. He said, he was going to call some of the CCs. Well, I thought I was going fishing. Well, we had both signed up for it. So we turned around and went with him back, and they called me. And I was kind of surprised that I got called, but we left from there and went to Fort McClellan. And they issued your clothing there, and then I made assignment there where the camp you were going to. And they went from all over the country from there.
Was it sort of like, I keep seeing in these books where it was run by Army officials, and it looks almost like an Army barracks. And
almost like Army. In fact, the war was looking like we was about to get in war with Germany at that time that I were in. First went in, and some of our politicians tried to get them to turn these camps into... Well, boot camps. Already had the men there, but Roosevelt turned it down. Said everybody was going to be in this war, and wasn't going to be the poor class of people fighting. They'd be the first to go if they did that. And he said he wasn't going to have that.
Well, that's what I was kind of getting out of these books. Is, you know, at that time, Germany was building an army, or they were fighting. Some in Poland and Czechoslovakia, taking those little countries over. Yeah. And the more I got to looking, I just kept thinking, I wonder if in the back of somebody's mind they were saying that this was a civilian-run operation, but at the same time they were getting all these country boys who had never been away from home in the barracks with a bunch of other men from strength, you know, and trying to get them oriented into that kind of army-type life.
Well... But they wasn't going to. We had the barracks. We had all. The CC camp had I guess company strength was over 200 men, probably. About the same as a company, an infantry arm, artillery. Anyway,
so
they had the room and everything to do the training. Had usually been instruction. We didn't have a range or nothing.
It was run like a military camp, except there was no military action going on.
The barracks didn't look just like boot camp barracks.
There was no military guns or anything like that. Everything you did had to do with the civilian bases of planting trees or digging.
There were three types of CC camps. They were soil erosion camp. That's what most you had, like in Clay County, they had one. Building up poor land, cutting out swamps, putting out pine seedlings, and another thing, kudzu. I think CC got blamed for putting all the cuts through that. And but it would keep land from washing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd land that had gullies washed in it. We put little breakers in it with a sod and slow it down and catch.
Now, I'm interested in the kudzu because back home we've got about 800 acres and it's heat up with kudzu, you know. But it's good cow feed now. You can get
it does, and I don't know why. We grazed our cows on it. Here in Oxford, people lived on Pay Street, and that kudzu just about took it out there. But
mine loved it. I ran an electric fence around it and bought some old poor cows at the sale and throwed them in there, and shoot, 6 months later they was.
And it's, I don't know why people don't go around and capitalize on this stuff. It's one of the best mulch you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And Randolph County, Clay and Cleburne is full of it.
Yep. They need it. They need it.
And they say that you mulch that and put it around your garden and you can't beat it.
Yep. Now, where were you at when you joined the CCC? One day they said they called you and you went down and you said you got on the bus or how did you get
on the bus? Went to Fort McClellan.
Okay.
And then we got to come home from out there. We got we were sworn in and we were assigned to camps up out at the Ford. And they let you trade places. But some of the boys wanted to stay together, and I was assigned to Wildcat Canyon, California. That's just right over the mountain from the University of California. Come me to know, later on I was in the Army and sent to the West Coast, and that's where our battery headquarters was at, in that old CC camp at Wildcat Canyon. And I had to go over and take a driver's test and get license to drive a truck. So I got to go to that camp anyway. Because I was in the Army.
Anyway. So, now, when you first went, you were there for a day, just the first day, and you got to come home?
I think we was at Fort about a week. But we was there, well, we got to come home that night, or let our folks know where we were at. Mine didn't know where I was at. They just got the word out to me at the, we called it City Land Building, and I believe was the name of it. But they were going to call some for the CCs, and they called a good many that day, and they called, that's how I was called.
And then after that, you say, though, but you weren't in California, you were stationed. Where were you at? Now, where did you do your work?
Well, a fellow wanted to go with his buddy that was going out there, and he was going to Smoky Mountain National Park. And he wanted to trade with me, and I told him that suited me. So we had it changed there on paper, and I went to Smokies, and he went to Wildcat Canyon.
Did you stay there the whole tour?
No, I transferred to Ashland from there, but I liked the Smokies, and I was on the ball team up there. And we had a CC league. We just traveled from camp to camp and during baseball season. But it was a national park camp. We built fire trails. And during fire season, we went to different camps. Some of the camps that had closed down, they'd send about 30 over there to stay through fire season, which was about 3 months of it.
Now, how long were you stationed at? Was there a time limit that you had to join up and say, like the Army, you know, you had to go for 2 years or whatever?
Every 6 months. You could re-up for every 6 months.
So you every 6 months, they'd open. And could you, were you able to stay as long as you wanted to, if you'd want to stay for?
Well, or at did that they have time they were, but when I left, it was just about to close out. The war was getting closer, and a lot of defense programs going on, and CCs was on the way out then, about the point 38, 39. I was in 37, 38.
Okay.